We sit glued to the TV set all night
and every night.
Why go into the outside world at all?
It's such a fright.
We got nothing better to do than watch TV and have a couple of...
Hello and welcome to TV Times 3, episode number 55. I'm Ray from ramblingsofatvhorror.com. Sorry, I'll explain that laughter in a minute.
Go ahead.
I'm Jason, the TVaholic from TVaholic.com.
And I'm Emery from MyTakeOnTV.com.
One, we should add So You Think You Can Dance to the list.
Oh, yeah, because we haven't talked about it.
Two, I was about to say that I was from that website.
So you were from So You Think You Can Dance?
No, from JohnCabrera.com.
And I'm Ray from JohnCabrera.com.
Next week I will say that, because that will be true next week. All right, spoiler alert, there's a preview of what's coming up in this podcast.
Spoiler alert.
Anyway, what are we doing?
What are we talking about?
Hello, by the way, welcome back, happy new year.
Hello, welcome back. All right, nice.
What are we talking about?
What are we talking about?
Has it been that long?
Yeah. Well, it's been so long, I thought we could start off by talking about
TV.
What we've done over the last week, but, you know, TV-specific.
TV-specific, okay.
Over the last week or week?
Over the last weeks, yeah.
We haven't talked in a while.
Since last year when we podcasted.
Exactly. I have not ever, well, okay. So I know I've mentioned it a few times that I hadn't watched The West Wing before. And I watched like one episode in like June on Bravo or something and thought it was great. I thought it was really, really good. I was like, why have I never watched this show? I should watch it. And then like a week later, it happened to go on sale for like 60% off. Because I only buy my DVDs like 60% off. And so I bought the whole series and I started watching it because I know I started watching it before Comic-Con because I said to Dulé Hill, hey, I'm loving The West Wing.
Mm-hmm.
So I know I was watching it then, but I took a break off, whatever. Other stuff came up, like fall TV, whatever, you know. And around Christmas, like the 23rd, through the 30th, I was staying up till 3 a.m. so I could watch episodes because I couldn't stop myself. And so I am halfway done from December 23rd to now. We're recording on January 8th. I'm halfway done season 5 of 7. And this weekend, I'll probably try and get through season 5, through season 6, and maybe up to season 7, because I have nowhere to go. I'm staying home. So that's what I've been doing, watching The West Wing.
Nice.
I've been catching up on Buffy.
Had you never watched it before? I wonder that, because I saw you were doing that on Twitter, and I was like, are you just watching it again, or had you never seen it?
I've never watched... I think I said when I started this that I've maybe watched 5 episodes total. But not necessarily 5 total episodes. Like,
right.
I've seen bits and pieces of episodes here and there, or replays, you know, on somewhere. And mm-hmm. But I've never watched. Never really watched the show. And so, I was trying to figure out what sort of over the downtime of no TV, I was looking at shows of maybe like Supernatural or Buffy mm-hmm. or The Wire or whatever.
All and, good choices.
And I ended up. Going with Buffy, and I'm the last 2 episodes of season 2 show up today on
nice.
Disc 6 from Netflix. So as we're recording here on Friday, the 8th.
I love season 2. I love season 5. I love all seasons, but season 2, season 5, they're like my favorites. Ray, what did you say?
I was going to say these last 2 episodes of season 2 are some of the best.
Yes.
Of the show.
Yes. Can't argue with
I
that.
Love like halfway through season 2 to halfway through season 3 as a like my favorite quote-unquote
right,
season
right.
That would be
very 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 good
all.
Stuff
I actually like the last few episodes of season 1. I thought the first season ended pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
I think the episodes that are like two-parters, like What's My Line and Surprise and Innocence from season 2, those have both been like anytime that's like a two-part episode, those have been really good. And yeah. I also really liked the Halloween episode where everybody turned into their costume.
That was a good one.
That was pretty awesome. That was a really clever idea. And then also because in the episode you get to see like Giles not all of a sudden he turns into not the bumbling librarian. And you're like, whoa, hello.
I didn't say this when I was talking about The West Wing, but guys, I love it. And I'm with everybody who says that it takes a while for them to find their footing again in season five after Aaron and Tommy left. But I think it's back on track now, and I love it. I'm a Josh and Donna shipper, guys, 100%. Anyway, okay, so that's what we've been doing. Ready?
I've been playing Super Mario Brothers reading books on my Kindle.
How awesome is Super Mario Brothers for Wii? It's awesome.
It's pretty awesome.
What I love is that you can shake the remote and jump and shoot ice or fire. And when you shake the remote and you're a propeller and you go flying everywhere, oh my God, it's so exciting.
Yes, I enjoy that as well.
My mother is surprisingly good at that game. I mean, looking back at it, I'm sure she played Nintendo with us when we were little, you know, so.
I do know.
She's surprisingly good. She's still got it. The old broad. No kidding. She doesn't listen. She doesn't care.
You're funny. So that's what I've been doing.
Yeah.
I know it's not really TV related, but.
Well,
I don't think I've watched any.
Yeah, you got to have like a TV to play it on or a big monitor.
I mean, yeah. I was trying to think of what I got for Christmas because I thought I got a Dr. Horrible calendar because, you know, I specifically requested it. I got Lost.
I did too.
And in fact, let me just put this out there for our listeners and you guys, I guess.
And just us.
I need, like, my Lost group has been, we just started last week rewatching season five. Leading up to the premiere.
Mm-hmm.
However, I need some help because we really only have time for like watching two episodes every Tuesday. So that's 8 episodes overall.
Uh-huh.
And we watched the first and the second. They weren't really two part. We saw them as one episode when it premiered last season.
Right.
So we watched those two episodes. Now I need to know what episodes we should watch. What other episodes people would consider essential episodes of season 5?
I don't know.
I know.
What happened in season 5?
There's your listener homework.
There you go.
Write in and tell us.
What do you mean what happened in season 5? Now you sound like the rest. Greg is like.
Somebody needs a season 5 rewatch.
Greg is like, didn't like in the season premiere, isn't that where we met Jacob and the other guy? I'm like, no. We didn't see them till the end of the season. And then I tried to explain how at the very beginning of the season we saw we went back to the island and saw the guy, everybody jumping in time. And Mona and Greg just could not understand what I was talking about. I'm like, really? It was a pretty integral part of the season. You don't remember?
Yeah.
Anyway, so my theory is I'd kind of like to watch all of the episodes in which they jump through time. Mm-hmm. Because I think we get a lot of clues during those episodes. But I think that's like 5 episodes. I'm not sure I should waste all, you know what I mean? Almost all of my episodes on just those. So if anybody has suggestions, let me know.
The variable.
I have until Tuesday. I'm up with 2 more, the next 2 that we're watching. So anyway,
you must watch the variable.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, one of them is Jughead is upcoming and I want to watch that one for sure.
Yeah. But. I like that one. I like that one a lot. Yeah, so I don't know. I'll think on that and I'll give you some ideas, but I probably won't offer anything good because I don't even remember what happened. Spoiler alert. I've got no idea. So there's that.
Yeah, other than that, I didn't really. I mean, I got Chuck, but I got that for myself. And I got Fastlane because it was on sale, but I got that for myself. I got myself a lot of presents this year, which my friends would tell you is normal, but I don't happen to agree. I just bought a lot of expensive.
I got The Office season 5. I haven't watched it yet. I got The Wretched Beast so I could finish my collection.
Unbelievable.
You know what? I'm never going to watch them, but I wanted a collection. Like, if I'm going to start a DVD like series, I need to finish it. It's one of my ticks. So
I can kind of understand that because I have Ugly Betty season 1 sitting on my shelf and I keep looking at it thinking, I should probably give that away because.
So you don't end up having to buy the rest of the seasons?
Yeah, because I'm not gonna. Sorry, Amory.
Anybody out there need Ugly Betty season 1?
No.
We need to run a little contest to give away your Ugly Betty.
if you can give me 8 essential episodes from season 5. anyway, so that was really all I did for TV. I didn't watch any, basically. Oh, I did watch, and I said this on Twitter somewhere. I wasn't on the blog. I still haven't posted since before Christmas. I'm sorry. Read my blog. I've been a bad blogger. Anyway, taking a little blog vacation. A blakation. Anyway.
Blogcation?
Yeah, I guess blogcation's better. I like blakation better.
Oh my god.
Anyway, I watched Better Off Ted at my parents' house. And I was watching Better Off Ted, and my dad was watching it, and he was, like, laughing over there. He's like, what is this show? So I don't think
that's good news. There's one more viewer, bringing the total up to 10.
I know. And then, no, my sister is also, she was sitting on the couch, and she came in the middle, so she didn't know what was going on. But they watched, apparently. Mm-hmm. She's like, is it going to get canceled? Because we really like this show.
Yeah. My brother loves it. Like, we all watched it on New Year's Day, because it was after the Rose Bowl. Mm-hmm. And we were all watching it together. And, like, my dad, he's a funny guy, but he thought it was hilarious. So, I don't know.
Yeah, a friend of mine at work said that he got his dad to watch some recent episodes, and that he, you know, just loved the show. And then he told him that it probably wasn't going to be around much longer.
Like, does anybody have a Nielsen box? Any of these people are on the show? Can you help a sister out?
Yeah. Oh. Well,
anyway, so that's what we've been doing in our break.
That's what we've been doing So what did you write in and let us know what TV kept you busy, if any, over the downtime of there being pretty much nothing but Scrubs and Better Off Ted on TV.
Exactly.
Which is why are you not watching this?
Exactly. So anyway, that's that. It's news time.
It's news.
Here's the news. Oh my god, with the Jay Leno. Okay, so.
Who?
All of a sudden. What? Did you say who?
I did. Go on.
Some report comes out yesterday about how they're canceling Leno. Like, unfounded on some random blog that nobody really knows anything about. And it kind of snowballed from there. And suddenly, TMZ is reporting that Leno's show's not going to be on at 10 o'clock anymore. Like, effective in like 2 weeks or 3 weeks. And then. They've given no warning to Conan. They had a meeting with Jay Leno and said, you can have the 11:35 or 11:30 to 12 slot. Conan, we can push him back for an hour or half an hour, and then Jimmy Fallon will start at 1. And the rumor is, Conan, you take this or you walk. Like, this is what's happening. You either accept the half-hour shift, or Jay Leno gets a whole hour and you're done. I just can't understand why they would do that.
And apparently the latest rumor is that Fox is like, well, we'll take him.
Yeah, Fox wants Conan. Do it. Conan O'Brien, do it. Do it. Do it.
Who'd you like him to do it? That's what she said. Sorry.
To do it right now.
Oh, I love that song.
I knew she was going to start singing.
A lot of resistance. Gonna play, take, what is it? Plenty of time. Anyway, go ahead. What are your thoughts on Jay Leno, everybody?
I don't even, the rumor report that it could possibly be, you know, a half-hour show that would push back the Tonight Show, that's completely bizarre. Yeah. I mean, the Tonight Show not being on right after your local news, that seems, it's the Tonight Show. It's supposed to be, like, the show, at night.
And here's the thing. Everybody's like, well, Conan's not getting good ratings. Well, here's, because Jay Leno isn't getting good ratings, he's then bringing down the NBC local affiliate ratings, who are then bringing down the Conan ratings, because people are on CBS, they're going to stay on CBS, they're going to watch David Letterman. Like, it all stems from this 10 o'clock terrible thing that...
Or they've already watched their, little bit of comedy or whatever, and then...
Exactly.
And then... turned off the TV and went to sleep an hour early,
Right.
Instead of watching the news and then, the monologue or whatever. I still liked that I saw somebody that was, the idea was to take the best parts of the Jay Leno show and put them in, And somebody said, I don't even think you could still you can fill a half hour with that.
No, I have not seen a single minute, like a single full minute of the Jay Leno show. Last night, someone put it on at my house, and I freaked out and put Jersey Shore on in lieu of watching Leno. So,
wow, that's some serious Leno hate going on.
That's right some there. Serious Leno hate, okay? The question then becomes, so they get rid of Jay Leno, what goes at 10 o'clock for 5 nights a week?
Well, that's the thing is... for doing it this season, or even like after the Winter Olympics, which is
oh yeah, because the rumors are saying that it's going to be like except for sweeps. For sweeps, they're going to move Jay Leno.
Yeah, I have no idea. Mm-hmm. You can't play repeats in there, and you can't throw datelines in there. They're not going to do any better ratings wise.
Yeah.
Any of those things aren't going to help you out ratings wise. You might as well continue to just put this show on. But I did find the story interesting that NBC is ordering like 18 pilots
yes
for next season, but supposedly that has nothing to do with the potential cancellation of the Jay Leno
yeah.
show.
Yeah, but if you order 18 pilots, what are you gonna do, not pick up like 16 of them because you don't have slots for anything? It's clearly leading. I mean, my advice to NBC would to accept that it was a bad gamble, you lost out, get rid of the show, leave Conan where it is, let Leno go because he's not bringing anything to the network.
The best idea I've heard,
make good TV again,
is I saw somebody posted on Twitter or someplace that they ought to do an American version of Fifth Gear.
I don't know what that is.
Which is a British show that's about cars and celebrities.
Yeah, let him host that.
Have him host a version of that, you know, that would be on one night a week. Which would be...
And you still get your Leno fix.
Which would be perfect, because he's a car guy, and I thought that's actually a really good idea.
And the thing, too, is that if you... One final thing on Leno, because I don't want to talk about Leno anymore, but people need to learn their lesson. Like, ABC was burnt out when they had Who Wants to Be a Millionaire every night of the week, all the time, every day...
Yeah.
So it went, you know, and then it happened at NBC with Deal or No Deal. Everybody got rid of it. You know, everybody got sick of it because it was on all the freaking time.
Yeah,
and now they have Jay Leno
on
every night. Like, did they not think that as part of your prime time lineup that would hurt you? Anyway, that's enough Leno. I'm over it. But I'm not over it, but I'm over it for now.
I think it would have been interesting if they would have done more of a, you know, a classic variety show. That,
yeah.
But wouldn't have been nightly. It would have been like once a week, you know, as part of their lineup.
Moving on, because I'm going to get mad at Leno. More mad at Leno.
And it's not even his fault.
It is kind of his fault because he agreed to stay. Anyway,
Yeah, but so would you if they offered you the money that they offered him.
True. For money, I would. At the request of Mark Burnett, producer, Fox has pulled their show, Our Little Genius. Now, because Mark Burnett says that contestants were not given something ahead of time, were not told something correctly ahead of time, leading him to feel like they need to reshoot certain things. Like, how do you reshoot a show that, like, has already been filmed? Like, a game show that's already been filmed, so you already know the answer. Like, you already know
basically,
how it plays
out. Just going to pay out the winnings to the people that were on and just start over.
Oh. Because, like, they had already done conference calls with Kevin Pollak. They had already done, like, it was airing. It's launching this week. And now suddenly it's like, oh, by the way, it's not going to be on. So there's something there. I'm interested to, like, somebody's going to eventually get to the bottom of what exactly happened.
I don't know. There's something about that they given them some answers or something like that. Or somebody thought that, you know, there was something that somebody pointed to, you could point to that didn't look right or something like that. And...
Oh.
So he just decided, well, let's just start over and make sure that it's above reproach, so to speak.
Right. So that's that Fox News. CBS announces in a great show of support for their latest Jerry Bruckheimer show, Miami Medical will debut on Friday, April 2nd at 10 o'clock. Isn't that just saying, like, please come let us fail? Or do they think it's going to do well?
Yeah, I don't know. It's sort of a... I find it a weird spot to start out a brand new show. On the other you know, but thinking about it a little bit, I mean, Numbers has done well there. I mean, for, you know, for it, the time that it airs, 10 o'clock mm-hmm. on Friday. But I don't know of launching a mid-season, you know, that late in the, a new show on that, that doesn't really mesh up as well as Numbers does with what it'll be following, like Ghost yeah. Whisperer Medium medical show. But then on the other hand, CBS doesn't have any place else to put it other than Sunday night, and since they already killed off a medical show on Sunday night, I don't think they want to... I think they've tried to get away from that. Plus, they decided to end Numbers run short this season, so they needed something else to go on Friday nights. So, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see what happens. I mean, who knows if it's even any good or not, but...
Yeah, who knows? Also, Accidentally on Purpose is moving to the Wednesday. I guess it's taking, Gary Unmarried's spot as of March 31st. And Rules of Engagement, which will never die, I don't think, will come back on Monday nights between How I Met Your Mother and Two and a Half Men on March 1st. So both out of the way of sweeps, which is good news. And that's about it for CBS. Anyway. ABC adds two more episodes to the season order of Cougar Town for a total 24. What?
What do you mean out of the way of sweeps? Do we really have sweeps this year with the Olympics?
February 4th is the first day of sweeps.
I know, but when did the Olympics start?
I don't know.
End of February, I think, or something.
All right, go ahead.
I think there's still sweeps even if there's Olympics. I don't know. Anyway.
Seems like the ABC, perfect time to schedule them.
Yeah. ABC has added two episodes to the order for Cougar Town, bringing it to a total 24 episodes this season. And good for it. It gets better every time I watch it, I think.
Okay.
Ray obviously disagrees.
As Ray has a differing opinion. And has taken it off her must-watch list.
Have you?
I stopped. Yeah. I'm actually still recording it, but I deleted it a third of the way through this past episode, so.
Oh, interesting. So that's that. And in great news, well, I don't know if it's great news, but it's great news for me. James Vanderbeek is joining NBC's Mercy in a recurring role. Guys, I gotta be honest, I hated Mercy when it started. Hated it. But I watch it every week, and I kind of enjoy it now.
I
catch up on it, like one of the first shows I catch up on Thursday.
NBC put some of their shows out in HD on demand on Comcast, and Mercy is one of them. And so I usually end up watching it at some point.
Yeah, I like it. And
I still think it's terrible.
I still don't think it's like, I'm going to the set on Wednesday, so I can't say anything bad.
It's the best show ever.
But no, I mean, the thing is,
Amory's new favorite show.
No, it's not. I'm certainly not going there. I'm not taking it there. But it's not a show that I'm like, oh my God, why did I ever watch it? I said that after the premiere, but then I caught up and I kind of think that the lead character has a lot of spunk and I really like James Tupper. So the addition of Dawson Leary can only help in my continuing to watch Mercy.
Is Michelle Trachtenberg going to be your new best buddy?
I hear she's really nice, but I think she's a terrible actress. Anyway, so that's that. Oh, and then the other thing that I added to the news, my email. Right, is it a spoiler to say who's in Survivor? No?
No.
Okay, I don't know. Possible spoiler
alert.
I don't
think so.
Anyway, well, I go to you because you sometimes think spoiling, like casting news, is a spoiler. So I wanted to confirm where you stand on that.
But it's not the same. Like
you kind of
reveals to you immediately. So right.
Okay.
You kind of know who all is going to be on the show as of the first episode. So
exactly. I am super excited for Survivor 10th anniversary, 20th season. Super excited. Guys, Rob, Boston Rob, Coach, Assistant Coach, and Russell are all going to be on the same team. Freaking out. I hate every single one of them except Boston Rob, but I think that together, it's going to be incredible. You're not going to know who to hate more. And then the good team, the heroes, have Tom Westman, who I love, and Colby Donaldson. God, he's pretty. So I think it'll be good. I'm really excited. As if you couldn't tell. Thursdays have kind of become Survivor night because we watch Survivor, we watch Grace. So we watch, like, my friends that come over on Thursday, they're not really, they had never been fans of Survivor. And then we watched the Coach season, and now we watch the Little Russell season, and everybody's like, I can't wait for Heroes versus Villains. So I'm excited about it. So that's that.
Could not care less.
Well, that's where we'll agree to disagree. So that's the news, guys.
Awesome.
Huh.
Yeah. All right. Nice.
So now it's time for a little winter preview. Since in our last episode of 2009, we briefly mentioned all the shows that would be starting in the first part of January, and we promised that we'd come back with a little more extensive look at what rest of the shows to come in late January and February. And so that's what we're going to do now. Because if nothing else, we keep our promises here on TV Times 3.
We do?
I can't think of a second promise that we made, so I can't really say that.
So our New Year's resolution is to keep our promises on TV Times 3.
Anyway.
Okay, so shows starting on Monday that are coming up, we have Fox with 24 starts on Sunday, January 17th with two episodes. And then another two episodes on the 18th.
I can't freaking wait!
And then the following week, it will take its regular time slot following House. And I'm looking forward to it. All I've seen is just the little, you know, preview clip online, or that they play, you know, ad on TV. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, I like the show.
I know, I do too.
Some of the things that bother other people just don't bother me.
Exactly.
but yeah, really looking forward to that one. Also, starting up on the 18th, One Tree Hill will return with new episodes, and that will be followed by the CW's new show, Life Unexpected.
Woo!
Which is unexpectedly great.
Not unexpectedly great, just flat out great.
Well, given a lot of what comes out on the CW, I don't know, I don't use the term that often, but I love the show, and I'm not the target demographic for the show, necessarily, but although it is more of a family-oriented drama, mm-hmm. but it is just, I've only seen the first two episodes. I think you've seen the first, you've watched all three of them, haven't you, Emery?
I've seen all three, and I love it!
How about you, Ray? Have you watched?
I don't get screeners.
But didn't we watch it at my house?
I have seen the first episode. I have not seen any others.
Well, the first episode is enough to go off of.
Yeah, the first episode is really good. I mean, it's great.
You asked me what I saw. I mean, that was what I was answering, yeah. Not whether I liked it or not.
I know.
But it has that. But it sort of has that story arc that you're just like, that was really great, but like, can they keep that up? And then the second episode is great.
Right.
And it really does, I think, it kind of harkens back to some elements of classic WB shows like Gilmore Girls and things back in that time frame.
I absolutely 100% agree, which is why I'm a little worried about it, because that doesn't seem to fly these days with viewers on the CW, but again, not many people watch anything on the CW. The ratings for everything is low. Sorry, CW. I speak the truth.
Yeah, but if there's something on the CW that you should be watching as of January 18th, it is Life Unexpected.
Right. On Mondays, because on Thursdays you should watch Supernatural. So that's exciting. You guys need to watch and tell us what you think.
Okay, moving over to the cable side of things, on January 25th, Greek will return.
Is that going to be on 10
new episodes? It is.
10 o'clock.
It'll follow Make It or Break It. I'm kind of surprised a little bit that they did that. I mean, on one hand, I kind of understand it's sort of put all their sort of hit shows on one night in less competition somewhat with some of the network shows, given Leno and whatnot. But I don't know. It kind of seems like, I guess it's because they didn't really have anything at this time to pair with, or to, you know, to put it on a a Tuesday night or to put things on another night or something right. like that. So it'll be interesting to see what it does at 10 o'clock.
Yeah, I mean, the good thing about Greek, too, is that it reruns so much that being at 10 o'clock won't hurt it as much as it would hurt another show. So, Greek, exciting. Yeah,
that's the one good thing about cable shows is they usually at least have a late night replay, and a lot of times they have another replay or two throughout the week.
So everybody watch Greek this season.
Okay. Also on January 25th will be the premiere of Damages Season 3.
Can I tell you how excited I am about this? Martin Short, Lily Tomlin, oh my god. Campbell Scott, I forgot how much I love him. I'm just really excited.
They do really, like, they have brought on just some great cast. Mm-hmm. Like, in the first couple seasons. And I'm looking forward to... I think the show is just... It's just compelling to watch when you're... It's shot in such an interesting way. And then Showtime has Season 3 of Secret Diary of a Call Girl.
So good. So good.
Followed by State of the Union on January 25th. Yeah, I haven't got a chance to watch either of those. I have the screeners sitting in the pile, but I hadn't gotten to those yet.
When does Nurse Jackie come back? And I only ask that because I want to say that March. I don't love Nurse Jackie as much as other people do.
March 22nd. March 22nd, it'll take over for Secret Diary, and then it'll be followed by the United States of Terra.
Awesome. Okay.
Okay, so that's about it for stuff on Mondays. That's,
here's the thing about Mondays. But suddenly, I have like 87 shows between the hours of 8 and 10.
Yeah, I know. When you start looking at it, you know, How I Met Your Mother, Big Bang Theory, Castle, Chuck.
24.
House, 24. Life Unexpected, Make It or Break It, Greek.
I'm going to never sleep.
And you know that
Monday.
You're watching The Secret Life of the American Teenager, right?
Oh, yeah. That's actually my number one show. And if anybody listening to this podcast at this point does not realize that I am sarcastically saying that is my favorite show, we are done. We're over. Anyway, but that's Ray's show. It's her favorite show.
No.
See, she's not even paying attention.
I'm paying attention to you.
You're just
that is not
arguing?
My favorite show. I said no.
Oh, you know what, though?
Quite clearly, I said no.
Brains watches it. She says she watches it so bad, but I think that she watches it because she's got bad taste.
Maybe Brains needs a brain transplant so that she will stop watching it.
She does. Exactly. She's not listening, so we can make fun of her all we want. Brains. God.
I've seen every episode of it.
I can't believe that. I've seen like 6 episodes of it, and I hate myself for it.
Are you going to buy the DVDs just so you can finish your collection?
No, here's the thing. I never started my collection. So
never started the collection.
I didn't mean you, Amory. I meant Jason, who has watched every episode.
Are you in a large concert hall? Yeah.
No, it's sort of that show where, I don't know, it's unintentionally funny. And it's like I'm building up my tolerance of bad TV.
Well, you can continue doing that, and I will never watch it again. Okay, guys, there's a storyline where someone has sex and then her father dies, and it's her fault. She thinks that because she had sex, her dad died. Anyway, moving on.
Yeah, well, all I can say is John Snyder, who was the father in question that died.
Spoiler alert.
Had to have been like, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yes, thank you, Grace, for having sex so that I could be killed off.
And killing my character off.
Anyway.
Okay, on to better news. February 2nd
is
the return of Lost.
I cannot freaking wait!
For the final season.
Dun, dun, dun. I can't wait, you guys. So excited am I that Lost is going to be on that I might skip Quizzo for 18 weeks so that I can watch it.
So you can watch it live?
Yeah, because I don't want to stay up late because it makes my head like race so that I think too much. Anyway, so I'm really excited about that. I know everybody else is really excited, aren't they?
Yeah, I am. I'm looking forward to it.
I'm excited for it. I already talked about Lost earlier in the podcast.
So you're like, I'm done with Lost. Lost is over. We're over it.
Not only am I excited for it, I have already started rewatching season 5. You're the one who can't remember anything that happened. So.
I am. I am the one who can't remember anything that happened, which makes me so...
That's why she's excited.
She's going to give me a recap every episode. You know what I'm really excited about?
She's really looking forward to the clip show of Ketchup Clip Show.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
That's what she's
because
looking forward to.
They're not... They're, ABC is paying attention to the request of Damon and Carlton that they don't show any footage of the new season. And I like that because everybody's on the same, like, equal footing.
Yeah, that's a...
Pretty sure
no
there's
spoilers
out there because people are, like, on the set and reporting, like, taking pictures, but it's not because ABC, like, is giving us a promo that's very spoiler-filled. So kudos to them for actually doing something right.
Okay. Network-wise, nobody seems to... Since they just decided to pull Our Little Genius, as we mentioned earlier... Who knows what's going to be on after American Idol now?
Yeah. And whatever it is, it's still going to get great ratings. Pisses me off.
So let's see. Anything else? Tuesdays starting in January and February.
Not really. CW stuff isn't new until March 9th.
White Collar.
Ah.
On USA returns January 19th. And then also, I think they've moved it around. Is it the 12th that Southland starts replaying?
Yes.
I'm looking forward to the return of White Collar.
Yeah, me too. Interested to see where they go with that cliffhanger.
That was a discussion-worthy cliffhanger. Mm-hmm. It'll be interesting to see where that goes. Okay, so moving on to Wednesday. We have Human Target on Fox.
I'm looking forward to that.
Which will play on the 17th before 24. We'll play on the 20th, and then we'll take its regular time slot on the 27th.
Yeah.
Which will be before American Idol. Which, are on the 20th, are they, like, playing it after American Idol?
Yeah.
Or are they doing something different there? Or
no, it'll be after American Idol.
I mean, it's not going to be the same episode they play on the... It'll be a new episode, right? It's confusing the way it's...
Yeah, I don't
know. Put. But anyways... Human Target will be playing on Wednesdays, at least as of the 20th. And I'm looking forward to that one. I really like the first episode of that. Sort of a nice, you know.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, I like Mark Valley.
Action.
I like Shea McBride. I like everybody.
It's a nice little action comedy, kind of.
Yeah, exactly. Jackie Earle Haley. It'll be good.
Yeah, the cast is great.
So that's that.
And American Idol will be on Wednesdays in its regular time slot as of the 27th. Mm-hmm. But it'll also be playing the more extended episodes or whatever they're going to be doing on the 13th and the 20th. When American Idol returns, it'll be all over the place. So
yeah.
And you'll know it.
Yeah, it'll be everywhere. You'll
know it when it's back. DirecTV, for people that have DirecTV on their channel 101, they're going to be replaying an Australian show called Underbelly. Which is about, it's a mafia show of some sort, a mafia crime show, I think. But they're going to be replaying, like, the three seasons of that exclusively on DirecTV's Channel 101. We also have Being Erica.
Yay!
Returns, or comes back for its second season on January 20th.
I'm really excited about that.
Haven't been watching it on a Canadian channel.
We're a Dutch channel.
Haven't watching on
CBC. Airing in the Netherlands, too.
I could be watching it on CBC right now, or I could have been.
I watched the first episode of this second season, and I love this show, and I remain smitten with Tyron Lietzo, I don't know how to say his last name. I love him dearly.
I've been putting off going out because I keep waiting for the replay of this first season finale, which I still haven't seen, which does play the week before, I think, or somewhere... In the week leading up to it, it replays, the first season finale replays a couple times.
I know that's a show that Ray likes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, Ray, say something more than yes and no.
I don't want to interrupt. It is a show that I like. What do you want me to say?
I want you to tell us that you like it.
I like it a lot.
Are you so cold that your mouth is frozen?
Yeah. No.
Because it's really cold in Florida right
cold,
now?
I am cold, but...
My hands are
People
cold, but my
not be making fun of me. It's cold.
No, it is cold. Like if it was, you said. I saw your Twitter update. It was 42 degrees. That's a high here, and I think it's cold. So, like, I'm with you 100%.
I think it's so cold if my freaking heat wasn't working. Sorry. Interrupting okay. the podcast for some real life news. My heat does not appear to be working, so I'm
we're not supposed
cold.
To need heat, Florida. Yeah.
My heat was okay. working until yesterday. That's my problem.
Oh, no. Nuts.
So, anyway. Moving on. What were we talking about?
Wednesday night.
To TNT and the return of Leverage the 13th.
I really like Leverage, guys. I do.
The first episode back is a lot of fun.
Yeah, and Christian Kane.
And I like I love you. I like Jerry Ryan.
I do, too. I didn't think I was going to. I didn't think I was going to at all, but I do.
I like the sort of... It gives you a little bit of sort of like the first season when they didn't really trust each other kind of thing. And so they have like a new person that they're not really sure of. And but I also like sort of the dynamic that they've set up with her and with each of the other characters.
Exactly.
And I think
kudos to you, Leverage people.
Yeah, they've done a good job there. And then maybe we can get Ray to say something about
yay
the return of Psych on January 27th.
I am actually pretty excited about it.
I am so
not
excited.
Quite excited about it being on Wednesdays, but
yeah, I know that's weird. I'm really weirded out by that. Like it's just off-putting that Psych is on Wednesday night.
It's kind of weird, just because like you when you think of USA shows, you think of like Thursday, Friday, Sunday.
Yeah.
It's like when their shows have normally been.
I just remembered
have
the
aired
news.
Most of the time.
USA has given a pilot order to Chris Gorham's show and Piper Parabo and Peter Gallagher and Ann Dudek.
Yeah, it would not be Chris Gorham's show, but yes, you're right.
It's Piper Parabo's show, but
correct.
I only knew it because Chris was involved, but I'm excited. Anyway, moving on.
Do you want to tell anybody what the name of the show is that they can look forward to?
Covert Affairs.
And it's like Alias with a blind guy and Peter Gallagher's eyebrow. Anyway, moving on.
Okay.
I'm going to find it online. You need to figure out what it smells.
On to Thursday night, where ABC will be premiering The Deep End on January 21st.
Yes. So, guys, I've been talking about The Deep End for, like, years. Because remember, this is the show that I saw in market research, like, a year and a half ago. And I really, really liked it.
Before they changed all the cast?
And, you know, I look back, they didn't really change many. Because Matt Long's still on it, Tina's still on it, the guy who plays the Australian's still on it. The only person that's different, Billy Zane, Nicole Ari Parker, and Clancy Brown were not in the version I saw. And neither was Leah Pipes. Marina Baccarin was in it, Gail O'Grady was in it, the dude who played Bree's pharmacist on Desperate Housewives was the Cliff character. But it's pretty much exactly how I remember it. Do I love it? No, but I like it.
You haven't got a chance to watch it yet, but I like the cast.
Yeah.
I like a lot of people in the cast, so probably give it a few episodes to see what it does.
Exactly.
Returning the week before, on January 14th, will be Grey's Anatomy and Private Practice. We'll be resuming their seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Also on the 14th, CSI... And The Mentalist will be back on CBS.
Oh, more news. Kim Raver is a series regular. I'm green. Sorry.
Yeah.
I'll just keep popping up with news as it comes up, if I remember it.
Yeah. On just a recurring character, now cast member on CSI, The Mentalist, Private Practice, Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah. On all of those shows.
No. It's quite the deal she's signed. On February 11th, will be The Survivor.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
20th season that Amory is so excited about.
Yeah, I'm so excited. I love Boston Rob. I just love him. I really do.
January 14th is also the return of Community Parks and Rec and 30 Rock on NBC. Okay. And The Office will be back with new episodes as of the 21st. And let's see. Bones and Fringe return with new episodes on Fox.
I really like Bones.
And The Vampire Diaries and Supernatural return on January 21st.
I am so excited.
For what?
For both of them.
Bit,
she's excited for both of them.
A little bit for The Vampire Diaries, but a whole lot for Supernatural. A whole lot. Julie and the girls asked me yesterday on the phone if I was excited, or if I was sad, because both Dean and Sam in real life are engaged to be married to people that I didn't even know they were dating. Now, I'm not, because I pointed out that Misha Collins is still single. So, bring it on. Well, maybe not engaged. Unless he's dating.
I thought he was married.
Oh, maybe he's married. Oh, that really bums me out.
Sorry.
It's okay. But, like, it doesn't matter. I still love the show. I can't wait. I love the show.
Yeah, I could care less about the only comment I have on the engagement has nothing to do with me. It has everything to do with, I think it feels like it's awfully soon after his previous engagement, but who am I to judge?
But who are we to judge? We say that like...
It's a Hollywood relationship.
Right, we both just said that like we ended relationships and then started relationships really fast, but we can't judge him. I've not been engaged twice unless... But anyway... Amazing.
Yeah, let me make that clear.
Not that she knew of.
Well, not that Kiefer Sutherland knew of. And,
they were. Those engagements were so secret you didn't even know about them.
See, when I met Kiefer Sutherland, he doesn't realize that we got engaged. So I'll have that to spring on him. Anyway,
there's a whole lot of problem right there.
Okay, Comedy Central. Important Things with Dimitri Martin returns with. Or the second season premieres February 4th, and they'll be followed by the third season premiere of the Sarah Silverman program. January 14th has the return of Ace of Cakes on Food Network. Also on the 14th, FX premieres its new animated spy comedy, Archer.
Yay! I'm so excited about...
That show is bizarre.
What, Ray?
Nothing.
She asked if you were excited about everything.
So, yeah, I am. But seriously, okay. When I was in 11th grade, American literature. This connects to Archer, I promise. We read Moby Dick. Well, Moby Dick was what we read. Well, the class was reading. I didn't read it. I read a paper on it, and I got a good grade. I didn't read the book. So, stay in school. But anyway, we also read...
Do your assignments is what she's trying to say, not just stay in school.
You don't need to read it and still get a good score. Anyway, we also read a
Yes, you do!
Not according to my English scores, okay? We read a short story by Herman Melville called Bartleby the Scrivener about this guy who, instead of saying, no, I'm not going to do something, or instead of saying just no, he would say to people, I would prefer not to, being polite, and then people didn't really know how to respond to that. So, they accepted it. My favorite thing in like the third or fourth episode of Archer, all of a sudden he says, I would prefer not to. What? Bartleby the Scrivener? No one? I was so excited. You guys have no idea. I was freaking out. I thought it was the funniest line in all five episodes that I've seen because Bartleby the Scrivener is my favorite short story. Anyway, continue.
All right.
I was really excited about it, you guys.
We can tell that, Emery.
I would prefer not to. Bartleby the Scrivener? No one? Oh, my God.
The first episode of Archer was, I don't know, I found it funny, but also off-putting.
Oh, I think it's
that there's stuff that happens on it that you're just like, oh, my God, even on a cable channel, I can't believe that just happened, you know?
I had those thoughts, too. But I love it. I think it's awesome.
I didn't find the next two episodes as good as the first one. So, but
I love it. So, if you like my kind of humor, then you'll watch it. If you like Jason's humor, then you'll watch it. I think you'll like it. Anyway,
well, it kind of takes the humor of, say, like Always Sunny,
which I love,
and or even The League,
which I never watched, actually, but I apparently need to.
Which almost more of The League. And it sort of like takes the like Almost Sunny or South Park or Family Guy,
which I hate.
It takes that kind of humor and goes like further, like, if you can imagine. And it's not always a good thing.
Unless you're me and you liked it and you thought it was a good thing. So whatever.
Okay, so Project Runway season 7 premieres January 14th on Lifetime and.
Which they're Burn back Notice. In New York this year, so they're going to have Michael and Nina back full time. Anyway, Burn Notice.
Burn Notice.
Yay! I'm so excited.
Returns I'm so excited to close out season 3 on January 21st.
Yes.
Which is like the one show that's still on its sort of normal night.
Yeah.
On USA. Okay, moving on to Friday. Law and Order returned January 15th with new episodes.
With rumors abounding that they'll get a 21st season pickup without, even though the ratings are terrible this season. But nobody wants to break
that.
I mean, nobody's going to be like, sorry, you can't get the record. Like, they're not going to.
They're going to cancel Jay Leno. They're going to need to keep stuff like that around. Let's see. Smallville returns January 22nd. And it's not a return. There's episodes playing on the Fridays. But January 22nd will be the series finale of Dollhouse.
Yeah.
And Kitchen Nightmares will take that spot on January 29th.
Yeah.
There's an upgrade. Go on.
There's an upgrade.
Kitchen Nightmares is actually not done poorly for them, but I don't see it doing well on Fridays, especially following repeats of House.
Yeah.
I don't care for what's his name, so go on.
Me either. I'm with you. I'm with you, Ray.
Okay. Spartacus, Blood and Sand.
I love the night.
Premieres January 22nd on Stars.
It's filled with nudity.
I haven't seen it, but I've heard it's not good.
Kurt loves this. Hey, Kurt! He loves this show.
I think we know why Kurt loves this show. Which, you know, is a perfectly valid reason to like the show if you're into that.
Right.
It's not for the acting or the story that's being told.
No, John McNamara, I think that's his name. He's awesome. And so I think it would be cool. I mean, I haven't watched it yet. I'm going to probably watch it this weekend in between my West Wing stuff. But, yeah, so it's exciting.
Okay. Sci-Fi has the series premiere of Caprica on January 22nd.
Would you believe I have it on my site? Like, you can watch the pilot, and I haven't watched it. Oh, man, I gotta get caught up.
And also, January 15th is the second season finale of Sanctuary.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's about it. That's
for
all she wrote.
Fridays. Okay, Sunday. Is there anything on Sunday?
Oh, the Amazing Race, but not the one that comes back. When does that come back?
Valentine's Day.
February 14th.
The Amazing Race.
The Amazing Race.
I'm excited.
Season 16.
I love that show. Heavy sigh. Oh.
And then CBS will have Undercover Boss playing following that.
And all I know is from the clips, a bunch of people cry.
And then Cold Case is going to move back an hour again as of February 14th.
Poor Cold Case. They're basically saying, you know, we made a mistake by picking you up. We're sorry about that. Anyway.
Okay. HBO has Big Love. Season 4 premieres on January 10th. Mm-hmm. And then a show called How to Make It in America will start on February 14th.
Yep.
America's Best Dance Crew start.
Oh, you know, I don't know.
January 28th, it looks like.
Yes.
Thursdays. Randy Jackson presents America's Best Dance Crew.
Oh, it's going to be a bad night. All right.
All right.
For me, I mean.
Going to be playing at 10 p.m.
But that's another thing that reruns a bajillion times.
Yeah. It's actually what I like about cable shows that...
Yeah.
I would put them first, but if they rerun, then I can watch them anytime, so...
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, there's some shows that they would probably be... They would be my first choice. Like, if I could only watch one thing in this hour, I'd watch that. But since it plays two more times during the week, and your only chance to record something or watch something else is that one time, you know, even though it might be the best thing, it gets put off for a couple days.
Right.
Okay.
So, that's our preview.
So, yeah, that's the old winter preview.
There you have it.
With all the things that Amory is excited about, the few things that I'm excited about, and the two things that Ray is excited about.
Yeah, at least three things that I'm excited about. Thank you very much.
See, that's exciting. At least three. All right.
That brings us to...
Prime time! Running together! Leaving it on the line!
Where we have a nice, short, and sweet prime time.
Yes, we do.
With two shows on our list.
Three, now.
To talk about.
Oh, wait, three.
Oh, yeah, that's right, three. I almost forgot.
Stuff in a long
time. I almost forgot about that one show, and gee, why would Ray want to talk about that?
Excuse me, if she had won, she would have wanted to talk about it.
100%. But I came in third place, so I'm excited about it too. Anyway.
Do you get a trophy for third place?
No. Freaking trophy. That's okay.
You can touch my trophy when you come to visit me, Emery.
Thank you.
That's what she said.
Sounded wrong.
I just said thank you kindly. Like, I didn't know where to go. Anyway. So, Ray wants to talk about So You Think You Can Dance.
I just want to say I would. Not the show itself, of course.
Ray wants So You Think You Can Dance. She was America's Best Dancer.
I was disguised as Russell. DTR.
Oh my god. Ray, something's wrong.
I love that Robot Ray showed up to collect her winnings.
Just in time to say she was disguised as another person.
Am I back now?
Yes, but you're in that giant concert hall again.
And now?
You're good. All good.
She's back.
Alright. Anyway. Yes.
In a surprising turn of events.
It was surprising. Yeah. I had no idea.
It was. I had no idea that Ray was my competition, if we're being honest.
Oh, thanks, Amory. I really had no idea. I knew that my top four were pretty good, but I didn't think I would get them all correct. Because right. I had, not only did I have the correct top four, I had them in the correct order. And I really didn't think, I thought Jacob was going to win. In fact, that was what I
thought. When I did my bonuses, were 100% correct.
Yeah, but it's easier to get correct.
Yeah. I'm surprised I wasn't caged. I am very surprised.
I'm going to... Well, you know why? Because this is... when I was looking at the picks, I probably wouldn't have caged you. I wasn't going to cage you anyway, but right. I wouldn't have caged you either because the cages were about how many extra points you could get. So it was better to cage somebody who looked like they had... more of the top four.
Right.
And you had two of them, right?
Right. Exactly.
Right. So, but there were multiple people who looked like they had three of them or four. I was far enough down in points that people were like, not, you know what I mean? It was a combination of who was up in points and then who of the people who were up in points. That's why I didn't cage the person I was originally going to cage. I didn't throw my dart at or whatever.
Right.
Whatever it was I had to do to get those points. I didn't. No, it was my caging. I caged a different person, or I tried to cage a different person. Because once I looked at what the points you were that you could get, I realized that it needed to be somebody who had at least three of who I thought was going to be in the final four. Right. Not that it mattered. I didn't get any extra points for caging and darting. I mean, I got those things, but apparently...
The people listening who didn't participate in the Lark are like, what the hell is she talking about? Caging and darting and what the hell?
Yeah, blame John for that.
At one point, John's like, I hope you didn't mind that I was calling it your deadly power. I'm like, no, I didn't mind at all. I thought it was incredible.
see, that's what I mean. In the conversation John and I had when I was clarifying some things, both of us kept saying, well, it's not like I'm going to catch, you know...
Yeah, exactly.
Not like I'm going to catch one of Amory, so whatever. Anyway.
Amory was practicing her victory dance.
You know what?
And,
no, I wasn't taking it
her acceptance
it.
Speech. And I'd like to thank all the little people.
Yeah. So really, we don't care to talk about So You Think You Can Dance and who won. We just wanted to talk about who won the Lark. And it was Ray. And she's going to take over at www.johncabrera.com.
I am. I wrote my bio today.
And I approved it.
You just approved the first part. I wrote more.
Oh, but good. I'm excited.
I gave it to my coworker to read because I wanted you to have something to read. Not really. She was in my office, so I had her read it because she was standing right there. So, and she approved of it. So,
nice.
That's what I said. I know that's exciting for all of you. Anyway, I'll be writing his blog because, you know, I do so well at keeping up with my blog.
I'll kill you.
What, Amory?
This is Ray's bio, and... Amory approves this message.
Amory approves this message.
Amory would have approved it if I had just written, I am awesome.
That's what I told her. Didn't I?
My name is Ray, and I'm awesome.
Anyway.
So congratulations on winning the So You Think You Can Dance Fantasy Dance League.
Thank you. I feel a little weird because, you know, I do have multiple blogs. So I feel bad that somebody who maybe didn't have a blog could have used his space to blog. But what are you going to do? I am going to take a picture of that trophy, though, and rub it in Amory's face. I'm just teasing.
I'll throw that trophy across the room is what I'll do.
All right, Amory, I don't think you...
She didn't say she was going to rub the trophy in your face. She was going to rub the picture.
Oh, okay. Even better. Anyway.
Maybe you won't be able to come to visit Amory.
I am not welcome at Ray's
house. She's going to set up an email account that just automatically emails you that picture every so often.
Anyway, this short talk about prime time.
That's right.
And I have steak and...
so much for that New Year's resolution.
Anyway.
Did we promise that it was going to be short?
No.
All right.
Yeah, I guess not.
So we got out of that.
I just said that it was going to
be...
Technicalities are important when you're talking about New Year's resolutions.
All right. Come on.
Okay, so Make It or Break It, Season 1, Episode 11, The 11th Hour.
Let's talk about Damon and Razor, I think.
And how I screwed up their names.
Yeah.
I just felt, I think they could have waited one more episode.
Yeah.
I actually think they could have waited one more episode for both of the things that happened. Not all of it. Like, they could have started Damon's goodbyes. You know what I mean? But mm-hmm. I guess because it hasn't been that long since we last left the show, but it just felt to me like it had been long enough that we'd had a long enough break that I was just jarred by what was happening.
Right.
Like, what is going on?
There's a couple things that they should have taken into account. The fact that Nico was leaving for a show called The Beautiful Life on the CW should have been their first clue that they never should have written his character out because he was obviously coming back.
Right. Well, I thought they always made it so he could come back, but I think they didn't quite realize how well the pairing of Damon was going to be.
Because, I mean, I totally, like, when they were first introducing the Kylie's brother kind of relationship with Emily, I was 100%, oh, Emily should be with Razor. Because that was very the beginning, and it was like, that triangle, I'm going with Razor. But I really like the Damon-Emily relationship.
I do as well. It's one of those pairings that I really like the type of pairing that it is. So
yeah,
it just kind of appeals. And we've had enough time with him that I forgot why I liked Razor.
Exactly.
So and I think that was maybe why I had the problem with the way they handled the Razor thing, because we don't remember why we like him. So it doesn't really work as a him coming in and causing, you know what I mean? Like, it was just like a, what? Get out of the way, you idiot.
Exactly.
What's happening on the roof is important. So that was part of my problem. And I think the other thing was, to be honest, the episode covers multiple weeks, whereas no other episode ever did that. So I think that was part of my problem, was that it was a little jarring that so much time was supposedly passing in the episode itself. And I was like, what's going on? Can we slow down?
Right.
Whereas, you know, in the past, they've barely covered one night in an episode. So
right.
It took them forever.
I love Susan Ward.
Who's Susan Ward?
Emily's mom.
Oh, okay. I do as well.
I think she's hilarious.
Other than that, I enjoyed it. It took me a long time to even sit down and watch it.
Yeah.
I think it's hilarious that they're only 10 years in difference in age.
Well, that happens on TV all the time.
All right.
Our only other show.
The question is,
what
is between this and Life Unexpected, Amory?
Oh, hands down, Life Unexpected.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'm not going to not watch Make It or Break It. I think it's a charming show. It will rerun enough that I'll find it. But Life Unexpected, is eons above it.
Okay. And for our last show on the list, Better Off Ted.
I really, really, really... What?
Go ahead, sorry.
No, I was just going to say how much I really, really, really love this show.
Yeah. Every episode.
Yes.
Every episode, I laugh out loud multiple times, and it always leaves me happy and smiling.
Yeah. Wait, Ray, what was your by the way?
I don't remember.
You already forget.
It went by the way.
It had to do with the scheduling, but I think it was something else I was thinking of.
Oh, okay.
I was thinking of the Life Unexpected overlapping with something. but I think it's whatever is happening in March that I was thinking of. Like,
it
what
moves
else?
To 8, I think.
Yeah, March. It does.
So, anywho,
I don't remember.
Better Off Ted is amazing.
The show is so good. You should tune in and watch it while it's there, because
yeah, because it's going to be done.
The only thing about it that makes me sad is that it's going to be gone. ABC brought it back, and you were like, oh, yes, they're going to give this little show a chance. They're going to bring it back for another season. And then they schedule it in December, right, while everything else goes on repeats. And you're just like, really?
Right.
It's just such good quality, great writing, great cast. And it just, it should be on their Comedy Wednesday.
Yeah. Right comedy, wrong network.
I don't know. It's just really good. And the last couple episodes, I mean, they deal with stuff like sexual harassment and all these different issues, workplace issues and stuff like that. And they do it in such, funny way.
Agreed.
I don't understand why more people don't watch.
Yeah, seriously,
I really don't.
I mean, oh my god, it's so funny. I just can't even explain to you how much I love this show. Like, I love this show. I think it's hilarious. It makes me laugh. It makes me cry. No, not cry. I laugh so hard I'm crying. It makes me just appreciate these people. These people genuinely care about each other. And my favorite part was when one of the last week's episodes, I guess, when Veronica and Ted were singing Sonny and Cher over the loudspeaker to an empty office. It was just awesome stuff. Like, that's awesome. It's just so off the wall. Lem and Phil are two of the greatest characters on TV. Oh, it's just so good. And Andrea Anders, like, who would have guessed that she would turn out to be so awesome? Because I didn't think she would. Because I didn't like The Class. No offense, Jesse Tyler Ferguson. Anyway.
Or Joey.
Yeah. Oh, God, no, I did not like Joey. Anyway.
You should watch. You really should watch.
Yeah.
That's all I could say. And sadly, less people keep watching every week.
Yeah, and I don't really know why.
It keeps less people watching each week. It's bizarre.
Breaking my heart.
There's another thing you could do if you're not watching. Write in and tell us why. What is it that about the show, or what it looks like, or
yeah, why are you watching, and what can we do to convince you to watch?
Because I'm always interested in that. It's people that like comedies, that's the main thing they watch on TV, but they're not watching this.
Right.
They're watching The Office and 30 Rock, but they're not watching this. And you're just, they're watching Modern Family and Cougar Town, but they're not watching this.
Right.
And just, they're watching The Big Bang Theory and How I Met Your Mother, but they're not watching this. Okay, I've named all the good comedies on TV now. It's time to wrap up the primetime segment.
All right, if you want to leave comments, you can do it on the website, tvtimes3.com.
Spell it all out!
The music is provided by iodapromonet.com. The song is TV Party by The Asylum, Street Frank, Mercurial Title, Yellow Dog Records. All of that stuff.
So
you loyal listeners know how to get in touch.
Exactly, because let's be honest, you're the only people getting in touch anyway. Except for Kiefer Sutherland's management with that restraining order. Whatever. Okay.
All right, bye.
All right, I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
We sit glued to the TV set all night.
And every day.
Why go into the outside world at all?
It's such a fright.
We got nothing better to do than watch TV and have a couple of brews.
Okay, it is recording.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
If I can remember how to do this.
That's what she said.
Now we got that out of the way.
That's what she said.
It's time to go, everybody. My mom didn't give me a milkshake today because I don't feel that well. She's looking for me.
Awesome. Robot Amory. Robot Amory just appeared. You sound like a robot to me, and you will sound like a robot to you when you get to hear the podcast.